This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's fighting for equal pay and paid family leave and raising the minimum wage and affordable child care is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
Wow, Hillary Clinton losing her voice to let everybody know that, you heard her. Deal me in. It's that whole woman card thing again that keeps coming up. And it's funny because as we kick off This Week on America tonight and talk about what's happening on the campaign trail, it's getting nastier and nastier because Trump is really trying to breathe life into the controversies around Bill Clinton. He released a video that included the voices of two women who accused the ex-prez of sexual assault. And so we know that the presumptive Republican nominee is willing to go there, way beyond what you would normally do as far as attacking, I think, Hillary Clinton. So Trump is ready to go below the belt, so to speak, in political aspirations and assassinating the husband of what we expect will be his foe in the general election. Of course, we don't know that, though, because Bernie Sanders is really gathering still a ton of steam, and there are people coming out of the woodwork that are saying it's unfair what's happened to Bernie Sanders, and they're blowing their horns. They're letting people know that, you know, maybe we need to look at the superdelegate thing. I mean, he already came out the other day and said no more Debbie Wasserman Schultz if I'm elected. And then what's really wild is the Clintons' buddy, Terry McAuliffe, the Virginia governor, is also under investigation for campaign donations. So, we got a couple of interesting things that certainly are happening. Each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Media News, and we may have somebody idling in our virtual green room. We'll check on that. Patrick, is anybody enjoying a cold beverage or so waiting to jump on America tonight? They're not. They're not idling tonight. Wow. Something happened. Something happened, and it might be this call to action over the campaign donations. They're all over it. So I'm going to go into the McAuliffe thing in a second, but Hillary Clinton, while her husband was being attacked for his indiscretions and accusations against him and all of that by the Trump campaign, Hillary said no to Fox California, to Fox for a California debate. She announced she's not going to accept an invitation to debate Bernie Sanders ahead of the California primary. Her communications director, Jennifer Palmieri, said the time is better spent on the trail rather than in a room debating. So we're declining it. We said we plan to compete hard in the remaining primary states, particularly California, while turning our attention to the threat of a Donald Trump presidency. Last week, Sanders said he would debate Clinton in the Fox News event sometime before the June 7th Cali primary. The senator trails Clinton in the debate or in the delegate vote totals, as I mentioned, but is hoping that things go his way this summer at the Democratic National Convention, and voiced his disappointment in Clinton's decision on Twitter on Monday night. He said, "I'm disappointed, but not surprised by Secretary Clinton's unwillingness to debate before the largest primary. California has more delegates to offer up than any other state, 475. The primary is the last official state primary on the docket. The District of Columbia holds its primary election a week later on June 14th. So, of course, if I'm Fox News, of course I'm disappointed that there's not going to be this, debate before the California primary. But to be honest, listen, if I'm Clinton's peep, if I'm one of her peeps, I'm one of the main stops that she makes when she makes decisions, and I don't know, does she do that? She has advisors. I would advise her not to do it either. What's in it for Hillary Clinton, except for to get lambasted by Sanders and to get attacked on the Wall Street, accepting the Wall Street money for the speeches and whatnot? So, of course, she's not going to do it. And it's smart politics on his part to say he's disappointed, to bring it up, to go after it, because then it makes her look like, yeah, she's afraid to do this debate because I have a little bit of an edge. I've got a lot of support from Hollywood. I have other people that are backing me up. And the great state of California may say not so fast. And so isn't it interesting? California, they always feel like they get ripped off because of results, election results that come in early in the night when you do the general election. And now California is the last stand. I mean, it's really everything. This is it. What if Bernie Sanders makes it messy and he does win California? Who's to say? That would be big. Let's put it that way. Really big. If that were to happen. I think we're going to see an incredible election this time around. I think we're going to see massive people really going to the polls because of how cantankerous, how much it's on everybody's mind. I think it's the opposite, that we're turned off, we're walking away, we're not going to go, we're going to say our votes cancel out somebody else's vote. Nah, I don't think so. I think that it's going to be the opposite. I think we're going to see that more people are going to want to go out and vote. In fact, I was reading a story the other day that we'll probably see the biggest vote for the far right, anywhere since the 40s in Austria. I was like, you know, the left winger Van der Bellen won the Austrian presidential election. So they're talking about, there was just a 0.6% difference, Van der Bellen getting 50.3% and the Freedom Party's Norbert Hofer getting 49.7. So with this conversation, it means Austria did not become the first country in the EU to have a head of state from the anti-immigrant far right. But the conversation is saying out there that, okay, so look at what happened here, and there was a lot of rancor going on. And they believe that this is what we'll see in the U.S. It's just kind of a microcosm looking at what's happened, which I don't get it, but trying to compare what happened there to what could happen in our general election. I just believe that this is the final straw, the last stand. And it's different from what happened with them, but although since 1945, for the first time, the dominant politics in one of the most stable democracies had to watch the second round from someplace else because they weren't in the middle of it, which was really very, very strange. I mean, we were operating on the two-party system, and if we're trying to compare Austria in that election to our own, only in the fact that it might be maybe that close and that we're going to see a massive amount of people that are surely going to come out and vote because they're going to want to be heard. They're going to want to weigh in 2016. Don't you want to weigh in? Of course you want to weigh in. Odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
As we pump in some more coffee, what are you drinking? How you doing, America? Hanging out, watching what's going on the campaign trail. As I already described to you, what's on Hillary's mind and what's happening with Bernie Sanders, upset that, yes, Mrs. Clinton will not debate in Cali, while, honestly, Donald Trump is just focusing on the general election, makes complete sense. And in fact, is getting ready to have his first fundraiser. Such an odd thing for Donald Trump because he doesn't really have to do that, really. But he does now. I mean, now we're talking about let's pump and dump because you got to spend serious money and he's got the party's money behind him. So why not raise a little cash? I was reading Salon today. As I read everything, right? So I want you to hear this headline. Donald Trump is going to win. This is why Hillary Clinton can't defeat what Trump represents. People are rising up against neoliberal globalization. Can you say that 10 times fast at lunch? Neoliberal globalization. Trump represents capital, but also understands this reality. So anyway, the story, which is compiled of a couple of different reporters actually throwing some things in. They talk about Trump is a businessman and the fact that the Trump Alliance wants to remake the world in their own image, just like the class representing the neoliberal globalization, that's the fourth time I've said it, has insisted on doing so, but the difference is a big time difference. Capitalism is in one way nameless and faceless. Trump's talking about hauling corporations back to where they belong in the home countries, fixing them in place by means of rewards and retribution. So I don't know. It's interesting because we have seen the attack of capitalism, which if you think of the American dream and the ingenuity of so many people who roll up their sleeves and built small businesses and made them even bigger so many times, that's the class that is getting squished. And the idea is, how do we somehow even this out? But the salon piece goes much deeper than that and talks about Trump can't take charge because no one can take charge, that capital today serves nothing other than capital itself. And that Trump has brought to the surface the leftover mobs of American society. He says the unemployable, constituting a third of society, who were never acknowledged in the past, and that's true, and that he's got to tackle the middle, but that he could win this thing, and this is why he has ascended, because it's an entire country of apprentices who want to get a handle on surplus capital by bringing the states back in, and the list goes on. First, he has to get elected. And who is the opponent going to be? I mean, really, is it going to be Hillary? Or is it going to be somebody else? You know, the email thing is, they're saying the FBI, now investigating McAuliffe, that people donated, there was about 100 donors that contributed to both the Clinton Foundation and the McAuliffe campaign, not a surprise. McAuliffe, obviously, with his tie to Bill Clinton, very close to the Clintons in general. So they're looking at it, whether the governor of Virginia accepted political contributions that were forbidden by federal law. Wow. Former chairman of the Democratic National Committee from 2000 to 2005, co-chair of Hillary Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign. They say that those donors went both in both directions and that they're looking at the overlaps and they're interested in contributions from Wang Wenliang, a Chinese politician. Oof. Contributions by foreign nationals in U.S. elections, in case you didn't know, are barred. Wang's spokesperson said he is a permanent U.S. resident, that he has status. And that they have no knowledge of anything different. But in the end, how will it look? How does it look to the FBI? All right, so let's zig and zag in a couple of different areas because I use this segment as sort of a catch-all, right? When I say it's the catch-all, I talked about odds and ends. And there are a ton of odds and ends out there that are huge. Like a Baltimore cop's decision to forego a jury trial, and it worked out. So the decision by the cop, Edward Nero, and his defense lawyers to stand trial before a judge, not a jury, was a legal tactic that paid off. A legal expert said he was, of course, that this worked after he was acquitted Monday in the death of Freddie Gray. Gray died from spinal injuries last year, after he was arrested and put in the back of a police van, handcuffed but with no seatbelt. His death torched off rioting in Baltimore and prompted calls nationwide for better, of course, policing, treatment of blacks and other minorities. Nero was one of six cops, as you know, who had contact with Gray on the day of the arrest. Now, you also know this, so I don't really have to review it with you, but we know that the Constitution guarantees criminal defendants the right to a jury trial. But you can waive that right. And under Maryland law, prosecutors have no right to object. So if you decide you waive that, that's what happens. When only the judge hears the evidence and renders a verdict, that's known as a bench trial. We know that. So that's what happened. It was a bench trial. This paid off in spades. Paid off big time for him. And so the first trial stemming from Gray's death of Officer William Porter ended in a mistrial after jurors said they were unable to reach a verdict. And maybe that's how they decided, okay, this is how we need to proceed, because look what happened in this first one. So we don't want to be in that situation. Why are we going down the jury trial path anyway? Doesn't it make much more sense to go with the judge? It's, you know what? It's just a crapshoot, is what it is. But there wasn't enough there, and there wasn't enough there. And by the way, the clock ticking big time on trying to come up with Egypt Air's black boxes. Still, what happened? Was it an explosion? What happened to that flight? We definitely all have our theories, let's say. But, you know, it's this race for the black box. It's 5 days after, now six, in the Mediterranean Sea where it went down. The search continues for clues. No hard evidence of terrorism. No claim of responsibility. What caused this Airbus A320 to vanish off the radar? The U.S. Navy, by the way, has found at least two debris fields floating on the surface of the water and passengers' clothing. Oh, how sad. Egypt's civil aviation minister said there is still no sign of the plane. We're far away from closing in on the fuselage because, you know, again, that's what he said, and that's what they need. They need to find that if they can. If the plane was knocked out by a bomb, experts say they wouldn't expect the aircraft to fly another 7 minutes before going off the radar. If it were a fire, experts would expect the plane to fly even longer and have more gradual descent. So they're not ruling out something nefarious, but they just don't know. And the speculation is on. Could a fire take out the critical flight control system? Of course it could. Could it cause the computers to send faulty signals for systems that aren't actually failing? Sure it could. Explosion? What do you think? Explosion? Structural problem? Mechanical problem? If you had to pick one. Structural, mechanical, explosion. Gotta find the black box. Gotta find it. They're in the deepest part of the Mediterranean Sea, by the way. 10,000 feet down. Mud, silty bottom, swallows up shipwrecks and planes, too. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real.
We're going to rock into the mailbag here moments from now. High anticipation, as I know, Jack and Buck, Bill, and maybe you sent me an interesting email today about a whole bunch of different topics. I'll call them topics. Thoughts, bubbles bursting from your brain. Not all having to do with politics, believe it or not, as we navigate the crazy wild wave that we're riding into the convention, both with the Republicans and really with the Democrats. With the Democrats, it's about the battle of Bernie and Hillary. With the Republicans, it's Donald Trump, the real truth, embracing it, loving it, pushing it, or falling by the wayside because you're not. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Somebody told me today they weren't a big fan of Donald Trump's, but they were going to take one for the team, meaning he was a longtime Republican and he just would not go with Hillary Clinton and couldn't sit on his hands. Dan from Texas, never shy about his hard opinions. He's a hard right turn with a little splash of bourbon and I don't know. He's probably eating something fantastic right now. We're going to check in with him. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm fat, but that's what you get for eating too much, baby. I got a joke.
You got to run around the block.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Me and my moped. I got a joke for you.
Okay.
This old rooster was out pecking up a little corn, a little grain here and there, and all of a sudden this young rooster walked up to him. He says, "Old man, I'm going to take over all these young hens. You're too old to cut the mustard, and I'm putting you out to pasture. You can just go out there and do all the eating you want, but from now on, they're mine." The old rooster says, "Well, now, wait a minute." He says, you know, I said, we ought to have a challenge of some kind. I don't want to fight you, but how about a race? He says, give me a half a barn's length, and if you can catch up with me before I get back to this very same spot and peck me on the back, I will surrender the hens to you, and I'll go my way, and you can have it all. He says, that's a deal. So the old rooster got out there in a little ways, and the other rooster took off after him, and boy, they're running for all they're worth. And around the barn they went. As they come back around right in front of the double doors of the barn, the old rooster was getting taken over by the younger rooster, and as the younger rooster's reaching out to nail him, boom, a shotgun blast killed a rooster deader than a doornail, the one that was chasing the old one. The old farmer turned to his wife. He says, I don't understand. It must be something in the feed. For 3 years in a row, I've had to kill a damn gay rooster over that there chicken.
Oh, that's brutal. Very funny.
Well, are you getting nervous with the lackluster situation with Hillary and the talk about Biden doing his little trips around the territory and la, 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 la?
No.
You're not? Oh, good.
No. I like that. Oh, good.
I wouldn't want you nervous.
I wouldn't want you nervous. I don't know. In the end, Clinton is Clinton. I think that she pulls it out somehow.
There's too much on her. There's too much on Bill. There's too much on her. There's just too much coming out, and there's going to be more and more. And the Bernie supporters are not happy with what they're. And Bernie, I mean, my God, when he gets up and starts to do a talk, he looks like he's going to have a heart attack right on stage. Have you seen how his veins stick out and his face is so red?
He does. He needs to chillax.
He looks like a high blood pressure candidate for sure. I mean, he looks like he's the boy that's going to drop over dead any second now. So
I
don't give him a lot of future. The one guy that's going to come around is the man that's never had a job that had a paycheck for a real job in his life, Joe Biden. And his running mate will be Barack Obama. And then you and I can make all kinds of money.
I love the way you think. Positive.
Well,
you know it's going to happen.
I got something else to say. Listen, I want to compliment your screener, Mr. Patrick Eggdorf, and also Mr. Reeder. But for Patrick, an excellent young man, very articulate, highly intelligent, and a fine, fine example of Americana.
Yay! Woohoo! We love Patrick, so that was sweet. And Nathan, too. They're both great guys.
You betcha, both. Hey,
they are. They're keepers.
Well, listen, sweetie, I know you're busy in a flea on a young pup, so I'll let you go. And lullaby and good night, may the blankets hold you tight.
Ooh, lullaby, good night, may the blankets hold you tight. I got to remember that one. Dan, thanks. Although, not blankets so much, because it's getting warmer and warmer, and I'm trying to hide from the mosquitoes that are carrying the Zika virus. Anybody worried about the Zika virus? I have a friend that's pregnant she is due in October, end of October, and her husband is a professor. They're a really cool couple. You would love them. Just fun people. And she's not so much worried, except for that, of course, she was reading something about the Zika virus spread hitting Europe, coming closer to the United States. It's already here in the United States, but spreading more in the United States, because they say, look, in most cases, there's no symptoms. In a few cases, it can trigger paralysis. In pregnant women, it might cause birth defects. And they say when present, symptoms are mild and last less than a week. Fever, rash, joint pain, red eyes. There's no vaccine, no treatment. The focus is on relieving the symptoms, rest, rehydration, all that kind of stuff. Aspirin, non-steroid anti-inflammation drugs like ibuprofen, they say, should be avoided. And I see this, you've got the WHO chief saying, the Zika virus spread is our fault. It's our own fault. And, you know, of course that does nothing when you throw blame back out there. But anyway, the point is, they say, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Friday said they're watching about 279 pregnant women infected with Zika. They risk having the birth defects I mentioned. They think more are set to come. So it's just a question of what we're going to see. And there are these new outbreaks that are popping up all over the place. And, you know, you look at the Ebola epidemic, 11,000 people in West Africa caught all of us sleeping behind the wheel. And a yellow fever crisis in West Africa is an equal kind of crazy turning point where the most basic of preparation could perhaps have obviously helped some of this. So here's the thing. What the WHO chief is saying is what we're seeing now looks more and more like a dramatic resurgence of the threat from emerging and reemerging infectious diseases. The world is not prepared to cope, not prepared to do this. In Brazil, the experts there have been pointing out that the country once successfully eliminated these mosquitoes that carried the Zika, chikungunya, which is another disease, yellow fever, etc. Then the government stopped paying for eradication and prevention, and the mosquitoes came back. So this is the thing. It's about eradicating mosquitoes. I can remember as a kid, and I know some of you remember this. Do you remember the mosquito truck? Remember the one that came around the neighborhood and sprayed that DEET? And your mother would tell you to stay inside or whatever because it was filling the air and they didn't want it to fill your lungs. I think my brother and I got in trouble one time because we ran behind the mosquito truck. I mean, we weren't right on top of it, but I guarantee whatever that thing was puffing out all over the place, we thought it was cool to be in the cloud, the fog behind it. She didn't think it was so cool, and she got us out of there immediately screaming at us. So, I shouldn't say screaming, but telling us to get out of the street, get away from it. And then the whole thing with DEET, oh, DEET is bad, and whatever, and we're eliminating that, and then these other sprays, the other things we came about. I'll tell you what, these women who are pregnant and have Zika the fever, that just has heartbreaking. It has to be heartbreaking for them because they're on a roulette course of not really knowing what's going to happen. Who's to say that their baby will be born with birth defects, but there is a chance of that. Mosquitoes spread so much of what you don't want. And we know that from the West Nile virus. Not too far from my own neighborhood, there were several people who got sick with West Nile and didn't make it. Older people that had a weakened immune system. You think West Nile in Dallas, Texas area. But it spread everywhere. I mean, you see it right now. Like, I looked the other day at some mosquito spray that I got, and it said, prevents West Nile. I thought, wow, prevents? It said prevents. I thought, is that right? If I spray this all over the place, it's going to prevent West Nile? I thought that was pretty darn interesting. I don't know if it could prevent West Nile, right? All right, you know, we were going to do that mailbag thing, but we're going to push that to our next segment because this morphed into something else, as we often do here on America Tonight. It's like when you get lost in a book and you get lost in the conversation, and it's a good thing. And remember, you can always ignite the conversation like Jack, Buck, Bill, and you might have done when we go to our mailbag by flipping me an email at americatonight.net. Mailbag. Coming up next, pretend I'm mowing the lawn, and finally I'm almost done. Whew, putting away that lawnmower, is that not the best feeling? Stay with us.
For Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
The captain came on, said that we hit a bird, had a bird strike, we're going to go back.
Yeah, how about that? A Virgin Air, you know, these bird strikes that have happened. We saw, obviously, the bird strike that was the biggest one with Captain Sully. And remember when that, it seems like it happened yesterday, doesn't it? But that did not happen yesterday. In fact, you go back to 2009, this Virgin Air flight had to declare an emergency after the Denver International Airport bird strike. It took off, boom, so the plane had to return after that happened. Very scary, by the way, when you're a passenger on a plane where you hear that, you see it, and it was an Airbus that was going to San Francisco, and it's just now, you know, SOP, standard operating procedure in this kind of circumstance. Boom! We just turn it around, flip that bird around, the big one. And they say it's an emergency. They operate like normal, but they turn the baby around and they land. And, you know, Virgin America says maintenance crew inspecting the plane. They said we're working to find an alternative travel option for affected guests to get them to their destination as soon as we can because of the fact that they had to do that. They had to turn around. And then, you know, if you were close to what happened with the bird, you would notice it, but would... would you notice it so much if you were in the back? Would you feel what was going on? Turning around you would. But I don't know if you would, otherwise. And man, again, some of these bird strikes have been nearly deadly. The landing, the miracle landing on the Hudson was the best example of it. Would another pilot have landed that plane like Sully did? I'm not so sure based on his background. He deserves all the credit in the world. All the credit in the world. All right, on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Woo!
Jack says, Kate, Egypt Air. My vote is, I think it was terrorism. I think somebody went into the bathroom, purposely lit a fire, and I wonder if they'll ever really be able to find that out and who that passenger was. Obviously, they were willing to give their life. I don't think this was mechanical, electrical, or any other kind of failure. I do believe it was terrorism. Maybe not a bomb. Might just have been the fire that was set to gunk up the electronics. Because you and I know that with a fire, it could take out the flight control system or cause the computers to go crashing. Yeah, the computers could go crashing. There's no doubt about that. But, wow. The sooner we know something, the better. Even Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said, you know, we can't rule out if it was some weird, nefarious, he didn't say weird, but something nefarious. But we just don't know yet. So they don't want to prematurely have the people who are on pins and needles, the relatives, thinking that it was terrorism until they know for sure that it was. Buck says, Kate, I got to bounce back to sports with you. I don't know if you're even talking about sports anymore these days, but how about Toronto and Cleveland and the fact that now that series is even? Are you shocked? You know what? I'm not shocked because I am shocked in a way, but because I saw what happened in that third game, the people in Toronto live and die with the Raptors. It's their team. You know, they don't have hockey. So hockey was so big there that they lost that, and the scene is about the Raptors. So you have a great player in Kyle Lowry who scores 35 points. DeMar DeRozan dishes in another 32. The Raptors beat the Cavs. You know, that's what they did. They got open when they needed to and were able to hit the shots. Now, it was close, like 105 to 99. LeBron James had 29. He had 9 boards. Kyrie Irving had 26. Channing Frye, 12. Kevin Love, 10. I mean, it's not like it was the Raptors just blowing the doors off the Cavs. The Raptors led 27-24 after the first quarter. And I think that little chipping away and keeping a little bit ahead helped them at the tail end of the game. I mean, because even the Cavs scored the first 5 points of the fourth quarter. So they whittled down the lead that Toronto was amassing. They cut it down. Here's the key. They were the aggressor. So, Buck, not completely surprised because of what I saw in the first game in Toronto between the two, but would I have thought this heading into it? Oh, no. All right, let's go to Bill. Bill says, Kate, did you know that they are redoing Roots? That Roots is going to be on Memorial Day on the History Channel? What do you think the redo will do? The original was incredible, I thought. Everybody talked about Roots, but it was a different time, and you only had a couple of networks. I think that the series, I don't know. I think the series will do okay, actually. I think it'll find an audience as good as the original. So you think about who's in now. Lawrence Fishburne, I know, is one of the stars. Forrest Whitaker. Malachi Kirby is Kunta Kinte. And, I mean, it's a new version for a different generation, I suppose, is what they're saying. because the original Roots really struck a chord with so many people. But here's the thing. It was talked about a ton. It was at a time when there was only, the miniseries was on in 1977, when you only had a handful of networks. So Alex Haley's novel exploded. 37 Emmy nominations, it won 9, won so many awards. It was just terrific. The acting in it was amazing. I mean, think of the people in that. Ben Vereen, LeVar Burton, Lou Gossett Jr., Vic Morrow, John Amos, Ben Vereen. Big cast. Huge cast. And it just rocked the television world. Big time. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Dennis. Kate, listening to you in Sarasota. I love it when people say that. We just want to remind you that we are here, dear, for you. Bernie Sanders annoys me. Good for him that he has the gumption, but he seems like an obnoxious New Yorker. As much as people pick on Trump for being an obnoxious New Yorker, what about Bernie Sanders? How is it that we're talking about three New Yorkers in the first place? Whatever happened to the Midwest, the Southeast, the Southwest, the West West, or any place in between? How do we end up with three bloody New Yorkers that are all the conversation is about? You know what? That's a great question. How do you end up with three New Yorkers? Because they ran, they wanted it, and they ended up with the most buzz. If somebody was better, they could have risen up and grabbed the lead, but they didn't. They didn't do it. By the way, NBC, Wall Street Journal poll, ding, ding, ding. Obama's approval rating highest since 2013. So what's up with that? Why is it high in a time when you have Democrats and Republicans talking about the future of the country and where the country is headed? So when I say highest approval rating, this new poll shows that Obama's job approval is 51% among registered voters, as opposed to what, 46 who disapprove of the job he's doing in the White House previous. So he hasn't cracked the 50% barrier for a while now, since January of 2013. I love this song. Think about it. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day. Sounds good to me. How about you? Thanks for hanging with us here in America Tonight.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.